Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let the Burt Show be your texting tutor. And we'll screw it up for you.
So she wants our help getting into a fight with her husband. This one's going to be easy. In all the years we've done texting tutor, we have never been asked to please help me text my husband to get in an argument.
An intentional fight.
This is what I hear. Hey, Chelsea, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, you want our help to get you into a fight with your husband?
Yes. I know. It sounds a little crazy, but I'm hoping you can help me out.
What's the motivation here?
I need my husband to sleep in the guest bedroom tonight, and I'm fully aware that this is a little bit immature, but this is how I operate sometimes, and I am so sleep deprived. I just want my primary bedroom to myself just for tonight. Even I need my space, and I'm just craving like peace and quiet and sleep without the constant tossing and turning, snoring. Like, my husband just drives me nuts, and you know, we have three kids and I'm just tapped out, and I just want a night of sleeping, stretching out in the bed, and just honestly being alone and having nobody talk to me.
Here's a question, and maybe this is crazy. I'm kind of gaslighting myself out of this question. Why don't you go sleep in the guest room?
So that would work, except the bed is horrible, and I wouldn't sleep at all. And he doesn't care, but...
So he can sleep anywhere, but that bed is no bueno for you.
Exactly, but if I just straight up told him this, he'd be like super hurt. He's very, very sensitive. So this is my strategy.
This should be easy. Be sensitive.
I think it's easier, honestly. I think he'd even prefer this if he secretly knew. But basically, I need help like drafting like a text that'll just kind of stir him up, like a harmless argument or disagreement, something like petty, but just enough that'll get him to want to sleep in the other room.
Mo, what would piss you off enough that, or enough, not a lot, but just enough to get you to sleep in the guest bedroom?
See, when she said homeless, because I had a lot of ideas until she said homeless. Now I'm thinking, like, what's going to upset me to where it would be enough for me to be, like, mad for a night, but not really mad? That's actually, I feel like there's an art to that.
Have we established why you just wouldn't ask him to?
She just said he's sensitive.
He's sensitive.
I feel like you asking and him being sensitive would be the argument.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah. Especially if you start off with like, hey, babe, I know you're really sensitive about things like this.
That'll do it.
Yeah, right? Yes. I always love it when my husband starts a conversation like that with me. Hey, babe, I know you're really emotional and sensitive, especially this time of the month. So, yeah.
And then he'd be like, no, I want to sleep with you. Like, he wouldn't do it.
Let's
so it
use
has
that.
To be something that makes it his idea.
Let's use that and confuse him. Like, hey, I know it's your time of the month, and I would normally not bring this up. But.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think this is going to be all that hard.
No, I mean, okay. I actually, with Mo, I think this is like, if in order to craft an argument that is, it's like the Goldilocks of argument. It's not too big, but it's not too small. It's just right to get him to sleep in the guest bedroom for one night. Those bars.
Yeah, I the only problem I foresee here is him looking into the future and saying, this is not a one-time thing, because if I do this tonight, then it's going to be tomorrow night also. Then it's going to be next week, and we're going to end up not sleeping in the same room at all.
And then you'll both get the best sleep of your lives.
Right.
Kind of win-win.
You'll be better partners. You'll be better parents. Life will be good.
I can't think of a better argument that would only have him upset for just a night.
So, Chelsea, are you game to actually, like, even though that's not what you want to do, is tell him you're sleeping in the guest bedroom tonight because I need the primary bedroom by myself. I need to sleep in a bed by myself. I know you wanted us to craft an argument, but, like, kind of texting tutor inception, can that not be our argument?
I don't think it would work. I just think he'd be upset and then he wouldn't leave. So I feel like it would be worse because he'd still be upset and he wouldn't leave. So it has to be his idea.
See, if I'm in his shoes and my significant other says to me that they are going to sleep in the other room, if I know how uncomfortable she is going to be, I'm going to volunteer. So does he already know how uncomfortable you would be?
I think so, but he's just, I've tried in the past and it just hasn't worked. So I just need something a little bit more like extreme. Like I'm just at my wit's end and like I need it tonight. So I don't need him to think about it. I just need him to get out.
I have an idea. What if you did something like, hey, babe, FYI, I'm buying a new bed for the guest room today. And then he's going to be like, why? We don't need one. And then you can be like, no, I'm getting one. That bed's uncomfortable. I need to sleep in there tonight. So the fight is going to be about buying the new bed and spending a lot of money on something you don't need. And then you can end it with, fine, if it's not so bad, you just sleep in there then.
Okay, Jedi mind trick. I would not want to be married to you.
Neither does my husband.
All right, give us a couple of minutes here, Chelsea. We will come back and we will start texting Tudor. We will get in a fight with your husband. He will be sleeping in the guest room tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, texting Tudor on The Burt Show is next.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting Chelsea's husband. The motivation here is to get him so angry that he ends up sleeping in the guest room tonight because he's too sensitive. And if she brings this up and says, hey, I need some sleep, blah, 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 he's going to get all booty hurt. So, Cassie, what was your idea here a couple of minutes ago?
My idea was to text him as if we've done this and be like, hey, babe, just FYI, I'm buying a new bed today for the guest bedroom. And leave it at that. And the whole idea is then he'll be like, why? We don't need one. And then we'll hit back and say, that one's uncomfortable. I need to sleep in there tonight. You'll get into a fight over buying the bed. And at the end, you can twist it and be like, fine, if you think it's comfortable, you sleep in there tonight.
To add a little extra twist of the knife, how about if you start it, be like, hey, babe, I know money's tight. But,
oof. That's good. Man.
It's as if you hasn't done this before.
Damn, man. This is like getting a peek behind enemy lines right here.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
All right, how are we starting it?
All right, so, hey, babe, I know money's tight.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm buying a new bed for the guest bedroom.
But does she need to give a motivation why?
No.
Mm-mm.
But just that, because then he'll be like, why the hell do we need a new bed? As any sane adult would do.
I am not contributing to this manipulation as a man.
Oh, she asked for it.
You guys are on your own.
You know, you have to participate and help our client.
Oh, typical men, I'm not contributing. The women will do it.
Sure, good.
There's no way out.
You win.
You're like, yeah, no sweat off my back.
This is the law offices of Weiss, Klingshern, Mitchell, Murphy, and Wood. Young. Young Wood.
Who wouldn't hire that firm?
Young Wood. And we are helping our client get what she wants.
All right, so we're starting with your. Did you send that text?
No, I should send it, right? Sending it right now.
Read it, please.
Hey, babe, I know money is tight, but just FYI, I'm buying a new bed today for the guest bedroom.
Perfect. You take instruction well, Chelsea. Hit send on that bad boy.
Okay, I'm ready to send right now. I'm nervous.
I cannot wait till he texts back. Oh, awesome. Send me a pic.
Right. Hey, do whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
Checkers and chess again, man.
Man, I feel
men
dirty.
Play checkers, women play chess.
Don't feel dirty. You can take a shower later.
He's definitely going to be mad about this because it's true. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner. Like, he's just going to be like, what are you doing?
Oh, good. That's what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just need some space. I really do.
I hear you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Are there times where...
Okay, he just responded. He said, you are? Are you sure? It doesn't seem like the smartest use of money right now, but is it important to you?
That's kind of nice. He's such a nice guy.
Sweet guy this man is.
He's like, I'm going to put it in your hand. If you think it's important, it's important. Go with that, ladies.
Sorry, okay. You don't think my health is important and worth spending money on.
What? What happened?
She started a fight.
Yeah, you were trying to start a fight.
Yeah.
What are you questioning me?
What do I say?
Chris is like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's the point.
I forgot. It was such a nice response. I forgot.
He is nice.
Maybe this is, again, crazy, but what if we just took the money and ran and then we actually just got a really comfortable mattress and then.
Because we don't want to spend the money on that. But, we just want him spending the night in the other room.
Yeah, but, you know.
Tell me what his response was again.
Yeah.
He said, you are. Are you sure? It doesn't seem like the smartest use of money right now, but is it important to you?
Okay. Are you sure?
Really no. Nice.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
No, because he says, it doesn't seem like the smartest. Are you calling me stupid?
Wow.
Send it. Send it.
This is great to watch you play out. This is amazing.
This is the most awful thing we've done in a long time.
Are you comfortable with that, Chelsea? Are you calling me stupid? Question mark.
I mean, I guess I have to go for it because this response was nice.
This is what you wanted.
You don't have to, okay. But.
All right. So I'm going to respond. Are you calling me stupid?
Yes.
Okay. Send.
I want no part of this debauchery. I just want the debit card. This is the law offices.
Okay. He read it.
Weiss, Klingshern, Mitchell, Murphy, and Youngwood. We are all in this together.
Dude, just think of it this way, Abby. We are creating work for couples therapists because instead of having an honest conversation, she's picking a fight with her husband to get what she wants instead of just saying, hey, I'd like to sleep alone tonight if that's cool. I need some space.
So we're still stimulating the economy.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay. He's typing. He's probably so mad. Oh, my gosh.
That's what she wanted.
I don't want to make him that mad, but definitely a little bit.
I know. He's reading that text like, what?
He sounds so sweet. He's probably just like trying to craft a response like, no, honey, I think you're actually very intelligent. I just wanted to, you know, double check.
Oh, gosh. He said, what? No, of course not. Babe, if you want a new bed for the guest room, get it. Do you have it picked out?
Wow.
I love him.
Chelsea. Look,
right?
I don't know if this
I'll
is
go get
work.
It for you.
I want to be married to him.
No, now you got to hit him back and go.
How about I just say, like, could you just sleep on it one more night just to see if it's, like, okay or something?
That's not a bad idea.
No, you should hit him back and go, that's kind of an irresponsible suggestion considering the time of year.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Then do this, Chelsea. Be like, okay, man, why is he gotta be so nice? All right, say, all right, do me a favor. Please sleep on it tonight and let me know if we need to move forward with the new mattress.
Do me a favor. Please sleep.
Before we spend the money on it, should you sleep on it tonight?
Yeah. Before we drop the money,
will you do me a favor?
No.
No?
Wait, what was his last text again?
He said, what? No, of course not, babe. If you want a new bed for the guest room, get it. Do you have it picked out?
What if we did a little...
I'm going to say, all right, do me a favor. Please sleep on it tonight and let me know if we should buy another mattress.
No, like really sleep on it. Like, I mean, he might think like you're going to sleep on it, like make a decision. You mean like sleep on the mattress.
Like spend the night.
Okay, sleep on...
Spend the night on the mattress to make sure we need a new one.
I feel bad because this guy is so nice. Like, what if we did a pivot and be like, you know what, babe, I'm sorry I'm being a bitch. I just have not gotten good sleep the last few nights. I need a night to myself.
Then I feel like that's actually really going to start a fight.
Yep.
What?
Now he's going to be all sensitive, though. We got him right where we want him.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just say that. Do me a favor, please sleep on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, read the whole text, though.
All right, do me a favor, please sleep on the mattress tonight and let me know if we should buy another one.
Perfect.
Okay.
Masterfully done.
All right, he's typing.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
He probably thinks I'm crazy right now.
I'm sure.
Do you like how I like really looked into your eyes when I said that? I
pictured just like the cat, my cat at home, looking at me with her big blue orbs and just going, don't skin me.
He just says yes. And then, you know what I mean? Like, then I don't have to be mean. We're good. Like, I just.
No, Chelsea, we always love it when our clients interject and throw out ideas. And I think your idea is a good one.
Okay.
You are a willing participant.
Mm-hmm. Thinking of ways to skin that cat a third time.
Idea, so. This definitely is my idea. I hope it works.
Why would anybody skin a cat?
That was my first thought.
I don't know where the phrase came from.
Where did that come from?
Don't be touching my cat.
Where did...
That hasn't been a problem. I mean, come on, you won't try.
You set yourself up for that one, man.
If I went to more Monday night football games.
Do you want to know the history?
No, dear God, no.
You sure you don't want to know the history?
No.
In the mid-1800s.
Oh, my God.
La, 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 la. Hold on one second. We got to know the history, Chelsea, of skinning cats. In the mid-1800s, skinning cats was a thing people did, apparently.
Oh, that's not nice.
But for what reason?
Because they're cats.
All we got was a timeline.
Probably okay, he responded. This is not.
They're
is
eating
not
the cats.
Okay. All right, back to Chelsea. Chelsea, yes. What did he say?
Not necessary. Let's just do it. It's an old mattress anyway. Do you want to order one or go pick it out in person this weekend? We should probably go in person so we're sure it's comfortable, right? Are we getting just a mattress or a bed frame too?
Guys, this is great. No, this is actually fantastic.
I'm exhausted for you.
You don't have to get into a fight. He's being a great partner, by the way, and de-escalating a situation. You're going to get a new mattress for your bed, and then you can go sleep on it anytime. Like, this was the issue. Oh, you don't have a comfortable bed to sleep in by yourself. We asked why you couldn't do the guest room. The bed's uncomfortable. Right. He's literally solved the problem for you.
But what about tonight?
Right.
Like, should I just be honest? Should I just say that's such a great idea? Thank you, but, like, I need some sleep tonight. Like, would you mind?
We're really going to get in a fight because he's going to go, is this what this was all about?
Chelsea.
You try to manipulate me and all you had to do is tell, blah, blah, blah.
Chelsea. You fight.
You're in trouble.
Chelsea, listen to us. Girl, you're getting a new bed for your guest bedroom. Sacrifice tonight. Go get that new bed and then sleep in it tonight. Tomorrow night.
Seems like a pretty good
compromise.
But
what happens when, if he's so sensitive and she starts sleeping in the guest bedroom and his feelings are all like, he's all up in his feels.
He'd be all right.
We don't got to worry about that. We'll be off the call by then.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the compromise here is that, you got to spend the night in it tonight, but in the long run, you have won.
Okay.
And I think we all realize also that he's way too good for you.
Absolutely.
You
should,
I mean, you doing this manipulation and he's the nicest.
I'm usually not like this.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
That's what they all say.
It sure is, Abby.
Okay, so what is our next text here? He's already like just totally bent over backwards to make sure. So just go get the mattress. Go, thank you so much. I love you. Special favors tonight.
No, stop.
No, she's alone tonight.
No, she's not.
No, she's not tonight.
She should be. You can just kick him out.
No, hit him up and see, and just say, you're the best, babe. Thanks so much. Let's go pick one out today.
Okay.
And then suffer tonight and then get that new mattress. And then the first night you have it, be like, hey, I'm going to test out this new mattress.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Then, although he'll be like, I'll test it with you.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get rid of him. All right. I sent it. Okay. So not a fight, but I think it kind of worked out, I think.
Yeah, you're just married to...
I think.
The best we're going
to
do.
You're married to a guy who's just too damn nice.
You got a great guy.
Yeah, he's nice. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you guys for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think.
I actually feel like we did something this time around.
Yeah.
We got our new mattress.
Okay. All right. Okay, the long game. We won the long game.
There it is.
All right. Good luck tonight. Right. Have a great night's sleep,
so
Chelsea.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations on being married to the world's nicest man.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This may come as a shock to you, as 9 in every 10 women already have a Pinterest board ready for a wedding they don't even have on the schedule. Heck, they don't even have a boyfriend. But according to @TikTok_HDTV5, there's apparently new research that suggests that men are more apt to want marriage than women at this point.
Men are now more likely than women to say that it's important to them to get married.
And is that new?
Yes. In the last few decades, that line has crossed. And so one of the remaining myths is marriage is a thing that women want and that men have to be kind of tricked or coerced into. If anything, it's the other way around now.
I believe them because they have an accent.
Yeah, it's Stephen Bartlett from Diary of a CEO. He's very convincing no matter what he says. So apparently now men are more... want marriage more than women, which honestly doesn't shock me that much. And maybe it's because I grew up in the South and I have a brother who is like actively seeking out his wife. He's like, I need to get married and have kids ASAP. I think women are now more prone to want to be independent because this is like the first generation where we haven't really been forced into anything. Mm.
Do you know why? I think it's because they were listening to The Burt Show and heard that men who are married live longer.
Yeah, that's it. That's for sure.
You know, I read a stat the other day that says that's only true for men who are not black.
What?
Are you serious?
Seriously. They said it's some type of science that backs up the fact that for some reason, the men only live longer and make more money in marriages if they are not black. That's true for every other ethnicity of man.
No kidding.
Shut up.
That's wild. Yeah.
Did you find that just so you didn't have to get married?
No.
That was from the University of Moment.
It does help because, but nah, I really found that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Look, I want to circle back to a debate we were having on the show yesterday. And I realized after the show and looking back, like, you ever get into like a debate and you start digging in just for the sake of digging in because you want to win? I think I got in there yesterday with Kristen because I was talking about a bunch of stuff I don't know about. So yesterday we were talking, there was an email, but it was about people being pressured into having kids.
It was John Cena. Mm-hmm.
Right, John Cena being pressured into having kids. And I made the comment that, look, if somebody doesn't want to have kids, don't pressure them into it to have kids because they probably won't be good at it. If you've been a mom that was pressured into having a kid and you never wanted one in the first place, my guess is you're not going to be great at it. So, and I was taking that from experience in every area except motherhood because quite honestly, and here's where I'm going with this, I've never met a woman that felt like she was forced to have kids by parents or people around her. So she's just like, you know what? Okay, I'll give it a try. And she had kids, right? And Kristen was arguing the other side. So what I would like before hearing Kristen again is, and we can put you on the voice disguiser, if you are a woman and you were forced, you really feel forced or pressured into having kids, what did that look like? Because I have never met one. So yesterday I had an opinion on something that I really have no experience in.
Well, the stance that you were taking is that if a woman is forced to have a kid, she can't be a good mom. That's why I was like, I don't subscribe to that. I have had not extensive experience, but I know someone who accidentally got pregnant did not want to have a kid, but did have a kid, and she's a fantastic mom.
But is that being pressured? That to me, that feels very different than she didn't get pressured into having a kid. They accidentally, she got pregnant. Pressure to me would be like your parents saying you got to have a kid, that, or you're feeling it at church, or you're feeling it at friends. So finally, you're just like, okay, I'm giving into the pressure, and I'm just going to have a kid, yeah, even though you don't really want one.
And I feel like if you are, nobody should ever pressure you to do anything. But if you do find yourself in that position where it wasn't your idea, you didn't want it, but you did it for the sake of others, I don't think that means you're going to be a bad mom. Mm-hmm. I think that means you were in a position that was wholly unfair, but I know plenty of people who intentionally had children and they suck as parents. So I want to believe that the same is true for the other side, right, that if you are forced to have a child, that does not automatically mean that you're going to be a bad parent.
And I think where I was coming from was every area outside of motherhood. Like if Mo forces me to play a game of basketball and I don't want to, and Mo starts giving me pressure and pressure and pressure and pressure, and I'm just going out there and I suck at it, I'm not going to enjoy that, right? But that's very different than having kids. Like the reality of having kids and the thought of having kids are two different things.
I see what you're saying, but I also feel like having a kid is so life-changing for a lot of different people. Like some people become a completely different person. Mm-hmm. So you may feel that way, but then that child just does something to you and something clicks. And then before you know it, you might be all you want to do is be an amazing parent.
I have never met a woman that has said, yes, I was definitely, I had a kid because I was pressured into it. Good morning, Jessica. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good. Thank you for joining us. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay. So I would just say, so I'd been married with my husband. We were engaged for 5 years before we got married. So my grandparents, my family really loved him. We're still together. But once we were approaching our 1 year anniversary, it just kept getting brought up more and more. Like every time I see my grandparents, they'd be like, you know, we're not getting any younger. We're not getting any younger. When are we going to have some grandkids, you know? And we were kind of the first couple in the family that were doing things right, like traditionally dating first and then married and then kids. So they were just really excited for us. And I definitely was feeling more and more pressure as we were married longer. So by our 1 year anniversary, we did decide to take the jump and decided to kind of give up the independence that we had had and enjoyed, because I just really wanted to see my grandparents holding my own child, you know, like that was something that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. So we did make that decision and I totally don't regret it. Unfortunately, my grandfather did pass when I was 8 months pregnant with her. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really hard. But I don't regret anything. And I would say that I'm a wonderful mom. I'm now a stay-at-home mom. And things have just changed, but all for the better. So I think you can kind of be pressured and things can be twisted the way, you know, you didn't necessarily plan. But it can always turn out for the best.
Yeah, appreciate you calling. Thank you. Okay, so there you go. She was pressured and she thinks she's great, Mom. Mm-hmm. Hey, Christy, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you were pressured and you finally gave into it. You're like, all right, screw it, I'll just have a child.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my sister-in-law.
Okay.
So she got married to her husband, and beforehand, they said no kids. They were on board, both of them. Even the husband's like, yeah, no kids. His family, brothers and sisters, started having babies. So he got baby fever. Mm-hmm. He started trying to pressure her into it. She said no. And eventually, she gave in, and she has two. And they have a nanny, and she's a good mom when she's around.
She's a good mom when she's around. Well, it wasn't a complete endorsement.
Okay.
But it does happen quite a bit, and you were right.
Yeah.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
The rules are changing, man. What's rude? What's not rude? Now saying thank you is rude in some cases.
This blew my mind, but there is like a logical component to it that kind of tracks and kind of makes sense. So I was reading a theory that you should not send thank you emails anymore at work. And I don't mean like you're interviewing for a new job, so you don't send a thank you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like if I'm like, hey, Abby, can you please send me the script for your break? And then she sends it to me, you know, like for like, let's say you're putting together, I don't know, an accent theater. Can you send me the script for accent theater? And you send it to me. I should not send an email back that says thank you.
Accurate. No.
we need to stop doing this.
Why?
Because it just muddies up my inbox and it just adds more emails that I don't need.
But that's literally why. Kristen nailed it. So like for me, it's ingrained to be like, thank you for taking your time, even though it's part of her job. Thank you for doing this for me so I can do my job. Mm-hmm. Whereas Kristen's point is exactly what this theory is. It's like, if you're getting thank you emails nonstop, now you're distracted looking at the thank you emails and marking them as unread, which seems like a very small thing, but over time they add up. So you can be one less email in someone's inbox, taking up less of their time by not hitting back with a thank you. And it just feels so opposite of what was ingrained in me. It mm-hmm. makes me uncomfortable, but at the same time, like, it would be nice. I don't know how I feel about it, because I think I'd be offended if I never got a thank you email.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those emails, I'm like, okay, we're good. We're good. You're good. You got what you needed. Leave me alone now.
It feels weird to say that showing gratitude is rude in any way, shape, or form.
But right? It is a time suck.
So this could be one of those cases where it's impact versus intent. And I think in listening to you, I'm going to stay old school here. And sorry if I am taking on your workload. Don't feel pressure to hit me back saying thank you for the thank you.
That would normally be your welcome.
But it sounds so weird to say, like, hey, you can say thank you too often.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a words of affirmation girly, so anytime I get a thanks or a thank you for any reason, it just scratches my brain the right way. So if everyone could continue to thank me for doing the thing that I'm paid to do, I'd appreciate that.
It's like for the major stuff, of course, like you want to thank somebody. Like if they did something, if they did an exceptional job, if they went above and out of their way, like obviously we continue to show gratitude and show thanks because validation is important. But if you say, hey, can you send me that, and I send it to you, and then you need to follow up with a thank you, I don't need that.
I feel like I don't need it, but I appreciate it. Like,
yeah.
I still appreciate the thank you, even the pre-thank you. Like, sometimes somebody else asks you something and didn't say thank you before you even do it. Like, I'm cool with all of the thank yous.
Then that's fine. In the original email, if you're like, hey, I need that document, please, and thank you, and then you send it to him, then you don't
got
to
say it again.
You ain't got to say it
I'm
again.
I'm with you on
then
it.
It's done at that
it's
point.
It's done.
Okay.
Let's start. Let's do that.
Okay.
So Abby had shared a calm reading from Harry Styles during one of her entertainment buzzes. And I recalled years ago, it was BA before Abby, that another celebrity had done a calm reading. We talked about it in Entertainment Buzz. And then I challenged each one of us to do our own. Mm-hmm. So we were tasked of coming in, reading something in our most soothing, calming voice. Do we have Harry Styles for a little inspiration? Perfect.
Hello. I'm Harry Styles. And tonight, I'm going to help you drift off to sleep.
So now what we've done to, you know, add a little level of difficulty, Abby and I brought in excerpts from ACOTAR.
A Court of Thorns and Roses, the spicy fairy smut books.
I actually brought in my book for you today, Bert, and I highlighted a portion for you to read.
Now, am I supposed to read yours or you're reading yours?
No, you're supposed to read mine.
I'm supposed to read yours, so I don't think I sent mine then to you, but this is going to be...
No, and then you and Mo were supposed to come up with sporty stuff for Abby and I to read.
Yeah, I saw that, and I veered away from the assignment a little bit for what you guys are going to read today, okay?
Okay, yeah, no, that's totally fine. And then, as long as you, because I think we'll let Abby go first.
Okay.
Because Mo picked a press conference that went viral. Is Allen Iverson talking about practice?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have this Allen Iverson practice press conference.
Okay.
So, Katie, cue up the music.
If I can't practice, I can't practice. If I'm hurt, I'm hurt. Simple as that. It's not about that at all. But it's easy to talk about and sum it up when you just talk about practice. We're sitting here, and I'm supposed to be the franchise player. And we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every time like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there, I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice. Man, what are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man. When you come to the arena and you see me play, you see me play, don't you?
Wow. I don't know that I feel any calmer.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do these.
That was like a very famous Allen Iverson speech, man. Somebody asked him about practicing because he'd go in there and he'd half-ass it, but then he would kick ass in the games. He's like, you're asking me if I'm working hard in practice? Very famous speech.
Yeah.
It's not quite Lombardi-esque.
No, but if you take a shot every time he says practice, you're going to die.
Yes, yes.
All right, Bert.
Yes.
It is your turn.
Okay.
So I went to my favorite in the series, A Court of Silver Flames, and highlighted page 243, and you'll notice they're dog-eared, and all the pages that are dog-eared are the adult scenes.
I was blown away when you guys said this yesterday, that you actually will highlight the sex scenes and then go back.
I don't highlight it. I dog-eared it.
Same
thing. I'm just happy I'm sitting between Bert and Kristen, and I'm glad she didn't pass me the book so I didn't have to touch it to give to Bert.
Don't worry. I have hand sanitizer over here. We're good.
You think she's doing unspeakable things to the cover of this book? What is the book?
A Court of Silver Flames.
Okay.
It's the last in the series of ACOTAR.
Show it some respect.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Katie. Let's get the calm music, Burke, into your calm voice. Let's soothe everyone, put them to sleep while you read Sarah J. Maas.
He leaned against the carved oak, his wings rising high above his head like twin mountain peaks. His voice was rough as he said, I've never seen you with your hair down. Nesta couldn't stop her swallow as she lifted her gaze. His eyes were blazing. Yet he remained leaning against the door, hands trapped behind his body, as if he were physically restraining himself. His scent drifted to her, darker, muskier than usual. She'd bet all the money she didn't have that it was the scent of his arousal.
I never realized until this point how much I didn't want to hear someone I know read that book out loud.
That book is thick, too. Yeah, there's a lot of like pages of that crap.
Oh, you have no idea.
All right, Chris and I am about to send mine to you now. Okay, don't open it until... the music starts. Let me know when you've got.
Okay. And again, this is all courtesy of the Calm app, who saw a huge spike in downloads thanks to election coverage.
Yeah. A massive spike. It jumped 100 spots.
Yeah, those are mostly for the states that don't have legalized marijuana. You need something. All right, so don't say what it is. Just go ahead and read over Calm.
If it's up, then it's up. Then it's up. Then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up. Then it's up. Then it's stuck. Huh? Up. Then it's up. If it's up, then it's stuck.
I think it's stuck.
If it's up, then it's up. Then it's up. Then it's stuck. Huh?
Cardi B.
The great philosopher.
Taken right from Cardi B.
I was going to say, it sounds like a weird bonus chapter of ACOTAR that got chopped.
I was like, what the hell is this? All right, Abby, yours for Tommy.
Yes, mine is from the third installment in the Court of Thorns and Roses series, from A Court of Wings and Ruin. This is a notorious scene that even fans of the book series like to make fun of because of just how absurd it is.
All right, I'm so excited.
I just pulled this up. My eyes went straight to a name. How do you pronounce R-H-Y-S?
Reese.
Reese?
Oh, Reese, yeah.
Okay. I got to channel my inner Bob Ross. I felt his shield settle around our tent as I unbuttoned his pants. As I kissed my way across the muscled pain of his stomach. Lower. Reese's hands slid into my hair as the rest of his clothes vanished. I stroked my hand over him once, twice, luxuriating in the feel of him and knowing he was here. We were both here, safe. Then I echoed the movement with my mouth. His growls of pleasure filled the tent, drowning out the distant cries of the injured and dying.
Damn.
Life and death hovering so close, whispering in our ears.
Something happened to my sphincter.
The infamous booty call on the battleground.
Calm. Booty call on the war tent.
Calm. Feel free to call me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.